Lust or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
All right, so we are going to help out Brittany if we can, because we've got Dustin on the line.
All right.
And figure out what went wrong on their date.
Ooh.
Things went pretty well, if you're just recapping a little bit, they had fun.
They were set up by a mutual
co-worker.
Friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, co-worker friend.
Of hers,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Set them up, thought they'd be a perfect match.
Had a good time drinking, talking, and eating. Shared
those
a cab.
Those are all, you just hit like everything you want to check off on a date.
Drinking, talking, eating.
Yeah.
No G's.
Loving every day.
There's our there's our song. We could do that. Drinking, yeah, talking, and eating.
That's the prayer that a country boy prays.
Drinking, talking, eating every day.
So Brittany gave us Dustin's number and we called him.
Hello.
Hey, Dustin.
Yeah, this is Dustin.
Hey, it's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
I'm doing all right.
Good, good.
What's going on?
Not much, thanks. We have a random question for you. We have a friend named Brittany, and we understand that you guys were set up on a blind date, and that, at least from her perspective, it all went really well. You got along really well. Everything was fun. You left it with a, she said, hey, call me. And you said, yeah. And she has not heard from you. She's tried to text and nothing. And we were curious. Why have you not called Brittany back?
Yes,
this is awkward. Just to get that out there. Yes, it's 100% awkward.
I'm on the radio right now.
Yes, you are.
You are. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, we got you, man. It's just between us, though. We're good on this. Sarcasm.
I don't know. To be honest, this is going to be sounding bad, but Brittany was great. But I think she's just like a little too much for me.
Okay. What? Meaning what?
Well, it sounds horrible, but she's so beautiful. She's too beautiful for me, I think.
What?
Honestly, I know it sounds...
Really?
But I've sort of been in a situation like this before, and we truly had an awesome time. It was a great date. She's so attractive that, like, everyone had their eyes on her the whole night.
Oh,
she was wearing this really tight dress and, of course, looked amazing in it. But seriously, everyone was gawking at her. Even our server screwed up our drink order because he was nervous, I think, and distracted.
She's too pretty.
Dumb, but I just know that I wouldn't be able to compete with some handsome buff dude that came along. And I just I feel like I would just be so constantly worried about losing her. And I don't know. I think it would stress me out.
I think we can help you, actually, because there's a person on our show who has a lot of experience with this. Lauren actually outkicked her coverage by a mile. Her husband is a handsome fellow. And Lauren, you guys have been together a long time. How do you put up with that?
I think you have to realize attractive people are not less trustworthy. This has come up in my life with other people recently.
Really?
Yes. It's not a thing.
Right.
Okay, so Dustin, I'm feeling bad about your confidence. Dustin, I'm sure you're a great guy. She wanted to go out with you.
In your mindset, you think she's like a 10 and you're a 2? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, that's what I get carried away. She's definitely a 10.
It's like a 10 and a 7 situation. You could do that. I think plus or minus 3 is totally okay.
That's a good point.
I feel that this is not your call. Whether you are attractive enough to date her seems like her call.
Well, hang on. Have you been burned by this before?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of getting at. I have been in sort of a situation. And honestly, it's just the daily stress of knowing that everyone is looking and like wondering what that look was about and giving it back. And
I'm totally taking your word on your looks on this, but you must have one hell of a personality. If you keep landing dime pieces and they're out of your league. Like, you must be just the funniest dude in the world.
I feel like we need to set you up with some, like, Stuart Smalley affirmations where you sit in front of the mirror and I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
We could probably do, like, a bachelor on the show and just say, like, must be between a 7 and a 4 to apply. Like, if you want, easier.
I think we could give Brittany
you know what I think I am in these women's lives? It's like, they've had, like these guys that match them that are super hot, but they're, like, douchebags, and so then I think that they're like, oh, I want to try a nice guy.
She's looking for a nice, like, mediocre man.
There is nothing wrong with having a gorgeous woman decide that that's the reason she wants to date you. You'll be just fine.
And speaking of which, we have Brittany on the line with us, Dustin, by the way. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
Well, now we know you're too hot. You're too hot to be dated. Sorry.
Is this a first or a second or third time this has happened to you?
Oh, this happened in my last relationship.
What do you mean?
Really?
My boyfriend was super jealous of, like, any attention I got.
Man, you must be a dime piece. Holy cow.
I know I have a good body. I know that. I work out. I do personal training. I like to wear tight dresses. I like to show it off. I shouldn't have to hide that.
That's right.
And I just kind of thought Dustin was different.
Mm. You need to date a confident person, I think.
Yeah, I know. I guess. I don't know.
I have a feeling. I have a feeling we'll have plenty of guys texting or tweeting the stations.
Oh, yeah, you know that's going
to
happen.
Be a confident
right,
person
yeah.
for you.
Got this. Taking
no
one for the team.
Don't worry. Lack of confidence is nothing I've never been accused of having.
Hold my beer. I got this.
Yeah.
The other half is you. Then too confident can be bad, too.
This is true.
Seriously, right? though. But you like this guy, right?
I did, yeah.
Hmm.
Well,
can
do
we
you
help
got-
Dustin get more confident?
By this weekend, so you can go on a date.
Him get
I thought
more
he was great, but if he's going to be someone who worries about whether I'm wearing a tight dress or not, or if the waiter's looking at me, like, it's probably futile to even go out again because he's going to continue to worry unnecessarily.
I mean, that's kind of fair. Do you feel like a trustworthy person, Brittany?
Yes. I've never cheated on anyone in my life. If I'm in a relationship, I'm in it.
To be fair, that's what people who cheat on their significant others always say. I'm just kidding.
We're just playing.
I'm like, not me.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. You both sound
you
like
would
good people.
Say that.
Yeah, if you're lying to us, of course you'd say that. How do I see past this? God, I want to get you guys back together.
Brittany, what do you think? It's really up to you.
I think he's going to be too worried. I really wish he wasn't. He needs to figure out his own issues because he's an attractive guy. He's a smart guy. He's a funny guy. And this unfortunately unraveled because he doesn't have enough confidence in himself.
Okay. Dustin, what are your thoughts after hearing all of that?
Well, I had such a good time. He's so beautiful that I think I kind of worked myself up a little bit and got really nervous and just, I don't know, I kind of just didn't want to deal with where I felt like it was headed. But it's kind of cool that she called you guys up. Like, I would have thought, if it was kind of not that big of a deal to her or whatever. I didn't think that she was sitting there waiting for me. She's probably right about my confidence, but I think it's kind of cool that she called you guys up. And I don't know, maybe I just need to get over it a little bit.
Yeah.
And trust somebody. And I don't know. I think it'd be cool to go out again if she wanted to.
So maybe we could get you guys a second date. See if you can get past the nerves. See if you can get yourself on the right track and get with
But
Brittany.
She said no.
Honestly, I've been waiting for him to call. I wanted to go out with him again. If we go out again, the waiter is staring at me or some guy comes up and talks to me, is he going to immediately go into a turtle shell?
So that's the test then. You wear the skimpiest thing you have and we go to a really public place.
Creepy JP is in the house.
I'm just saying.
JP
just
will be there with a camera.
He does. With you all skimpy and looking hot.
Yeah, and if you could just take some selfies and send them to JP.
No, I'm not
here's
saying
his phone
Snapchat
number.
Account.
This is all for Dustin.
Yeah, here's a Snapchat.
I don't know that the way to build his confidence is to test him. This
okay.
is your
right.
logic is weird on this one, JP.
Yeah.
Usually is.
Yes or no, do you guys want to go out again? Because we'll pay for it if you do, but...
Brittany?
I wanted to go out with him again, so...
Okay.
I mean, I'll go out with him again.
Let's do it.
He needs to buck up a little bit.
Buck up, Dustin.
She's on a date with you because she wants to be on a date with you. Don't make her question that.
JP will get you that Snapchat account, lady, but once you get off air... So you can snap those pics, sliding into the DMs.
Well, Brittany and Dustin, we'll give you another date on us, dinner and a movie, and you guys figure things out. And Dustin, we wish you the best. Brittany, thank you so much for getting a hold of us, all right?
No problem. Thanks, guys.
All right, so at least another date.
You did not miss a beat there. You saw an opportunity to be a creepy old guy, and you nailed it.
I was doing the best to help Dustin out.
How is that helpful to him?
Just doing what I can to help the people.
Oh, man.
So there's that.
Kyle likes my logic. He just said so on Twitter.
Oh, well, Kyle's probably creepy, too. I think that's...
Kyle, I'm sorry.
It depends on how old Kyle is. If Kyle's in his 20s, it's not as creepy as a dude in his upper 40s.
What was that? That's a brand new laugh.
It got uncomfortable.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Entertaining every morning.
Play it best.
Music
to wake you up.
Kix 96.9 in the morning.